Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And around the world, all financial institutions have had to be re-examined in light of the financial collapse, which some say is ongoing, even though markets are bouncing back significantly today. The International Monetary Fund is one of those institutions. It's announced a new lending facility to help emerging market countries cope with the global financial and liquidity crisis. Maria Ramirez, a global economist and market strategist, has this to say about the urgency of what the IMF needs to do now.
There is an urgent infusion of liquidity that's needed in many of those markets. And the IMF, I think, as well as the Fed and other central banks have been all working together to injecting liquidity in the global financial system.
Getting the financial system to be more liquid is the challenge. Andrew Walker, BBC economics editor, joins us now from London. The IMF is going to try to support emerging markets here, Andrew, but I'm wondering if they have the resources to do this for an extended period of time, if countries like Brazil and Hungary and Pakistan are maybe interested in tapping into the IMF.
Yeah, it's an important question. I mean, certainly the IMF has the resources to make a fairly hefty start on this kind of exercise. They, a couple of weeks ago, they were in a position where they had immediate access to about $200 billion worth of funds for lending. And there are a couple of borrowing arrangements that they have with some of the bigger, more cash-rich of their member countries, which would add another $50 billion or so to that. So, you know, for the immediate future, the funds are certainly there. But if you look at the scale of the potential problem, you have to wonder whether it will be enough. Just before I came to the studio, actually, I saw one of the news agencies reporting that the IMF's managing director, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, was saying that actually they do need more funds. Mm. And when you look at the kind of things that they've been doing just over the last couple of weeks, already three agreements in place with, or more or less in place with Iceland, Hungary and Ukraine, that's already accounted for $30 billion. So, yeah, wow. They may well need more.
Now, we've always thought of the IMF as a safety net for the world financial system, but has it always been a safety net purely for emerging markets?
No, certainly not. And it is actually the case, of course, that Iceland went to the IMF just a couple of weeks ago. That was the first time that a developed economy had borrowed since the 1970s. But developed economies, if you go back that far, have done it on a number of occasions. That most recent one was Britain, when we had a currency crisis here. That was the IMF then came in with rescue loans, and there was a very acrimonious political argument about public spending cuts. But before that, there had been a number of occasions when developed economies had borrowed from the IMF. The very first country ever to borrow from the IMF was France, although I suppose you could argue about just how developed an economy it was back then in the early days after the Second World War.
Well, we've got to go, but quickly, it does seem as though the IMF's depleted resources and the sort of scale of this financial crisis has become an argument for really thinking seriously about a global financial institution that is capable of being a backstop, yes?
Absolutely right. And I think one of the debates that's going to happen at the summit we've got coming up in Washington in a couple of weeks' time will be about precisely that kind of thing and whether an enlarged IMF might possibly be the way to go about doing it.
A safety net for the world's financial system. Andrew Walker, very interesting. BBC economics editor speaking with us from London. Thank you, Andrew.